Chapter 82, Zamakibo. Major General Franklin Honecker didn't appear for supper. He telephoned and insisted on talking to me and to no one else. He told me that he was keeping a vigil by Papa's bed, that Papa was dying in great pain. Frank sounded scared and lonely. "Look," I said, "why don't I go back to my hotel, and you and I can get together later when this crisis is over." "No, no, no, you stay right there. I want you to be where I can get a hold of you right away." He was panicky about my slipping out of his grasp. Since I couldn't account for his interest in me, I began to feel panic too. "Could you give me some idea of what you want to see me about?" I asked. "Not over the telephone." "Something about your father? Something about you? Something I've done? Something you're going to do?" I heard a chicken clucking in the background of Frank's end of the line. I heard a door open, and xylophone music came from some chamber. The music was again, "When Day Is Done." And then the door was closed, and I couldn't hear the music anymore. "I'd appreciate it if you'd give me some small hint of what you expect me to do, so I can sort of get set," I said. "Zamakibo." "What?" "It's a Bokoninist word." "I don't know any Bokoninist words." "Julian Castle's there?" "Yes." "Ask him," said Frank. "I gotta go now." He hung up. So I asked Julian Castle what Zamakibo meant. "You want a simple answer or a whole answer?" "Let's start with a simple one." "Fate. Inevitable destiny,"